Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christa Spahn Health System, the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in South Texas. With 6 hospital campuses, Christa Spahn Health System provides over $55 million in charity care and $10 million in unbilled community services every year to the 13 counties it serves. Our thanks to Christa Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral's Sunday Mass, where the gospel of Christ is shared among us, and through the Holy Spirit, our souls will flourish in our daily lives. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you.
Amen.
And good morning, everyone. Thank you and welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral. Welcome also to those who are following us through television, the internet, or radio. As we gather on this next to last Sunday of the liturgical year, we thank God for having blessed, protected, and guided us this past year. We ask the Lord to continue to care for us and to guide us throughout this new liturgical year. And as the readings remind us to be prepared for the coming of God's kingdom. We do so by recalling the good things we have done and give thanks to God for it. And for the things we have not done so well, we ask now for pardon and strength. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done, in what I have failed to do. through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Let us pray. Grant us, we pray, O Lord our God, the constant gladness of being devoted to you, for it is full and lasting happiness to serve with constancy the author of all that is good. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the book of Proverbs. When one finds a worthy wife, her value is far beyond pearls. Her husband, entrusting his heart to her, has an unfailing prize. She brings him good and not evil all the days of her life. She obtains wool and flax and works with loving hands. She puts her hands to the distaff and her fingers ply the spindle. She reaches out her hands to the poor and extends her arms to the needy. Charm is deceptive and beauty fleeting. The woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Give her a reward for her labors and let her works praise her at the city gates. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Blessed are those who fear the Lord. Blessed are those who fear the Lord. Blessed are you who fear the Lord, who walk in His ways. For you shall eat the fruit of your handiwork. Blessed shall you be and favored. Blessed are those who fear the Lord. Your wife shall be like a fruitful vine in the recesses of your home. Your children like olive plants around your table. Blessed are those who fear the Lord. Behold, thus is the man blessed who fears the Lord. The Lord bless you from Zion. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life. Blessed are those who
a reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians. Concerning times and seasons, brothers and sisters, you have no need for anything to be written to you, for you yourselves know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night, when people are saying peace and security. Then sudden disaster comes upon them, like labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. But you, brothers and sisters, are not in the darkness, for that day to overtake you like a thief. For all of you are children of the light and children of the day. We are not of the night or of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as the rest do, but let us stay alert and sober. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus told his disciples this parable. A man going on a journey called in his servants and entrusted his possessions to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to a third 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. Immediately the one who received 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5. Likewise, the one who received 2 made another 2. But the man who received 1 went off and dug a hole in the ground and buried his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants came back and settled accounts with them. The one who had received 5 talents came forward, bringing the additional 5. He said, "Master, you gave me 5 talents. See, I have made 5 more. His master said to him, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you were faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities. Come, share your master's joy." The one who had received 2 talents also came forward and said, "Master, you gave me 2 talents. See, I have made 2 more. His master said to him, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you were faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities. Come, share your master's joy." Then the one who had received the 1 talent came forward and said, "Master, I knew you were a demanding person, harvesting where you did not plant and gathering where you did not scatter. So, out of fear, I went off and buried your talent in the ground. Here it is back." His master said to him in reply, "You wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvest where I did not plant and gather where I did not scatter. Should you not then have put my money in the bank so that I could have got it back with interest on my return? Now then, take the talent from him and give it to the one with 10. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will grow rich. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. And throw this useless servant into the darkness outside, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth." The Gospel of the Lord.
Today, the church celebrates the 33rd Sunday of Ordinary Time. It is the second to the last Sunday of this liturgical year. Next week will be 34th, and we'll end it with the Feast of Christ the King. There's quite a contrast there. You see, at Christmas, when we celebrate Christmas, we celebrate Christ's first coming as a little baby. And then when we end it with the Feast of Christ the King, he will come again in glory, and this time he will be judged and not being judged by us like the first time. And it's also, the readings remind us of the end of time when we have to prepare ourselves for this eventual happening. And also there will be consequences, meaning that we'll have to answer to God for what we have done or have not done. And of course, it tells us the end of all created things. And come to think of it, we often complain about things, they break down too fast, too often, too early nowadays. They don't make things like they used to. Like they say, for example, the ACs, when you put on a new one, they only warranty about, 5 years? Top 10 is the top. But about 2 years ago, when we took out the AC in this cathedral, about 100 tons of them, they were all dated back about 23 years ago. That means that how long that the last back then. And of course, with all the new things nowadays too, everything breaks down so much faster. And I often explain to myself that they do that so that way we keep contributing to the economy. We have to invest more into new things. And of course, even with the new things that we have, what we call the timing device. For example, if you use a light bulb, this one is LED, they don't burn out as fast, but they do burn out about 10,000 hours, but they all have the timing device in there. Even in the new car, when we buy one, they have that little light, yellow one light, that the engine's warning sign. I hate that sign. Every time I see that thing, you know, it's just that although we don't want to pay attention to it, but we have to kind of look at it and say, okay, I better call the dealer, either for oil change or tune up, sometimes just low air pressure. And so I have figured out a way to bypass it. I asked the dealer to help me to bypass that thing. Now, that's not good, because it's like, you know that something's wrong there, but I just don't ignore it for a while. I guess it's okay to do that, but then after a while, if we keep ignoring it, we might be walking home from work or from school, so it might not be good either. And so the readings reminds us is that to be ready, it serves as a light warning, a time device sign for us to be careful. In the readings, Jesus reminds us that that when the time will come, and it will come suddenly. St. Paul reminds us that this is when people are happy and joyful, ruins will fall upon them like a thief in the night. Now, as we know that although in our homes we have all these devices to guard the thief against coming in, but when and if the thief wants to come in, he'll come in. I have a new definition for a thief, and it's that a thief is somebody who finds our stuff before we lose them. That's the definition of a thief. Now, there's a story a few years ago in New York. Now, there's the company, they have a shop, and this shop produced burglar-proof glasses, meaning that thief cannot break through. And they produce them to sell to homes, to put in doors and windows. And one Sunday morning, there was a call from this burglar-proof company calling the police saying that they have been broken into. And the police thought it was a joke. He said, are you joking, right? You run the burglar-proof glasses company and you said the thief broke through your doors. And so he came anyway. And he looked at it and said, how is it possible the thief would break through your burglar-proof glass door? And the president of the company said, well, it never occurred to us to put our own glasses in our own buildings. Now, we might laugh, but actually, we are doing that with this building, with this body. We burglar-proof everything else in life, physically, our homes, our cars, everything is guaranteed, everything is insured. But except sometimes for the soul, we don't do so well in burglar-proof the soul. And so we are called to prepare. Prepare not only just physically. Was during the year, this is the time of the year where things have come to an end. Indeed, you can see outside the temperature is getting cooler. Thank God for the cold front here. And also it's getting darker faster. The trees are shedding their leaves. And also the sky is grayer except for today. But we know that the end of the year is coming. And so everything is naked. You can see for what it is. And so our times here also are coming to an end, meaning the liturgical year. And also as we get older in life, we know that the eventual things will happen, meaning we'll have to come and see God face to face. And when we do, we have to be prepared. Just like in Thanksgiving, we have to prepare our homes for the guests that we invited, families, friends, relatives that will be coming. And so while we're at it, as we decorate our home for Thanksgiving, we might as well throw in the Christmas theme too, that we don't have to worry about decorating it again. And so we have it there. And so we prepare everything physically to greet, to meet, and to dine with people we know and love. Perhaps we too need to prepare ourselves mentally, even relationally, those children that we sent off to school last year, they went off from the house as a dependent child, now come back a year later independent and filled with new ideas. And the conversation will be different. Hopefully we'll be able to prepare and deal with that. And perhaps also to look beyond the group of friends, the boundaries that we've made for ourselves, that we look beyond that to see maybe in our neighborhood, in our parish, there might be families that have lost their loved ones. And this year, as they have their meals, there'll be an empty seat. They'll be lonely. Hopefully we remember and extend an invitation to them and call them and ask them to help to come and join us. This past week, I got a call from all people from my car insurance company. And I thought I was in trouble. I said, I'm never in trouble. I pay my fee ahead of time. Everything is in order. But they call and I said, we need a favor from you. I said, that's interesting. I said, okay, what is it that you need? And I said, well, we just noticed that that you came from, you at the cathedral. I said, yes. And I said, well, we like to provide about 40 hot meals for needy families. And we thought you might be able to compile a list for us and that we can help, not just for Thanksgiving, but also for Christmas. Now, I was quite impressed by that. An insurance company, a little independent owners, decided to do something for Thanksgiving and for Christmas. Now, if a business can extend the charity and do that, perhaps we in our own families, in our parish, we can do the same if we haven't done so. At the same time, we need to also prepare spiritually. Spiritually meaning that prepare our souls. As you know that the time comes when Jesus comes that he gives the gift of himself to us. And oftentimes we live in this culture where we're supposed to give a birthday person a gift when we do attend the party. But oftentimes Jesus doesn't give anything from us. And so perhaps this is a time when we need to do Jesus a favor. All year round we ask Jesus for favors. Maybe this time we do Jesus a favor. Meaning that Jesus gives himself to us, he would expect nothing less than we give ourselves to him. In the form of confessions. So we have the next few weeks before Thanksgiving and Christmas. Maybe we can take the time to reflect over our lives, to see what we've done well, and we give thanks to God for that. And then the things we don't do so well, maybe it's time to dust the cobwebs and all the bad habits of our lives, and we go to confessions. Just last week, I was in California seeing a wedding, and my little niece, grandniece, she called me Uncle Father. Okay, so I looked at her and said, now, you're already four. In a few years, you will make your first confession. She said, what's that? I said, well, that's when you confess your sin to the priest. And she said, that's not fair. I said, what's not fair? I said, well, I have to confess my sins to you, but since you are a priest, you don't have to confess to anybody except yourself. And I looked at her and said, yeah, isn't that nice? And she said, is that true? I said, no, I have to confess to another priest. I said, oh, so it's okay then. I can go confess and I don't have a problem with that. And so we want to do is to renew ourselves with God, to give God that gift of ourselves by going to confessions. Also, attending Mass, living the commandments of loving God and each other. And hopefully, just like in the talents today, when the owner went away and gave five talents and two and one to each of his workers, that we expected when we do see God, God will ask us for the result. There will be consequences. Meaning that we cannot come back to God with what God given to us and said, here is a talent you gave me. I was afraid of you, so I just hid it, and now I give back to you. God will not have that. We are supposed to produce for God with the talents, meaning in the time that we have, the treasure that God has blessed us with, and yes, even the skills and the talents that we have. And if we do well, we will hear this from Jesus to us. Good and faithful servants, you've done well in small matters. I'll give you greater responsibility. Come and enjoy your master's reward. Let us now stand and profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of the Father, born of the ages. God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, once and before Father, all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate with the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. We are children of the light, bearing the responsibility given us at our baptism. Let us lift up our voices in prayer for the needs of the world.
That our church stay alert and sober in the midst of the darkness of the world, offering the light of faith to all. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That peoples of every nation learn to use their gifts, talents, and treasures for the benefit of all, especially for those who are poor and without hope. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our parish community, may we be productive stewards of the gifts given to us for the benefit of our neighbors. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For faithful women who share their talents so generously in the church and in our country and in our community, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the safety of all members of our armed forces and for their families and loved ones, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Marcelino B. Gonzalez, Jesusita J. Canales, Delia Farias, Ruben Moreno, Pete Gonzalez Jr., Minnie Gonzalez, Eloy Perez, and Joe Cueva, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And now for all the prayers that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. For all of these, our personal needs, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. O gracious and generous God, hear the prayers of your people. May we reach out with our hands to the poor, extend our arms to the needy, and bring your reign to the whole world. This we ask through Christ our Lord. Amen. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and good of all his holy church. Grant, O Lord, we pray that what we offer in the sight of your majesty may obtain for us the grace of being devoted to you and gain us the prize of everlasting happiness through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks. Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, for you laid the foundations of the world and have arranged the changing of times and seasons. You formed man in your own image and set humanity over the whole world in all its wonder. You rule in your name over all you who have made, and forever praise you in your mighty works through Christ our Lord. And so with all the angels we praise you, as in joyful celebration we acclaim. Indeed, holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and the working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy, and you never cease to gather people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim, by whose death you will to reconcile us to yourself. Grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints, on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth with your servants Francis our Pope and Michael our Bishop, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the praise of this family whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who were pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom of
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit. Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed.
Ancestors ate manna in the desert, but this is the bread come down from heaven. Eat this bread, drink this cup, come to him and never be hungry. Eat this bread. trust in him and you will not thirst. If you believe and eat this bread, you will have eternal life. Eat this bread, drink this cup.
Hello, I'm Father Han Fang, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, providing more than $6,000 of charity care every hour of every day to the residents of South Texas. More specific information is available on the web at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast and their many other ministries and services to the people of South Texas. If you've been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.